Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
This is Webby from the Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, go to professionalcasual.com.
Welcome back to Gapapa. It's 308. We almost did the same.
No, it's 309.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Wait.
It's 308. It's 308. I never read my pages wrong.
I was going to say, like, if my count's off, I've got something really messed up in my notes.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. My lack of notes, I mean.
Brain, you need a second opinion.
Right.
Sorry. I just can't count. That's okay. You're on break.
As long as you're the one that can't count.
If I'm not a math teacher. I can never count. I'm not supernumerate. Boom.
Supernumerate. You don't have to count to one anymore for your fake points.
Oh, Dan.
Oh.
Why you run Putty Moon?
That was a low blow.
It was. It was. Oh, I'm going to chase your goblins off a freaking cliff, okay?
Dan, they're not lemmings. What'd you do that for?
The good news is for you to chase them off the cliff, you'd have to find the way out.
You're right. So
technically staying on track.
I do want to say I forgot to count all the ways that we love our patrons last episode to say thank you.
Yeah, it was kind of messed
Patreon.
Up. He did it on purpose. He was laughing about it after the episode.
Casual. I wasn't laughing after last episode. I feel bad for Jess and Green Warden. She's not dead yet, but
he has advised me of things, ladies and gentlemen. He's gunning for me.
Yeah, he felt so bad he went upstairs and ate lasagna.
It's true.
Left me down here by
myself.
It's
a comfort food off of the emotional distress.
It's pretty good. I had a lot of ricotta in it, and I like ricotta
a
lot.
What's ricotta with you?
He Garfielded about it.
It is a Monday.
It is Mondays, too. I don't hate this Monday, though. I didn't have to go to work today, so.
And we're popping on a Monday. It's actually pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So to atone for missing listing all of our patrons last time, he's going to list 308 things that he loves about them. And go.
I sped up the audio again.
I mean, we're an hour and a half in. You actually took your good, sweet time with
Ben
that.
Left. big thank you, of course, to X-Paxis, Iron Mace Town, Enmity, Our King Ding Doppeldongers, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kill the Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy.
Quacku. Nice timing.
I didn't even know he was back in his chair. It got me real good that time. Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Felicenda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, Cord, Bastion, Bangarang, Dravix, and Chiron.
Just know, guys, 308 things he likes about you. In 20-some-odd years of a relationship, he can't name more than 5 that he likes about me, and 4 of those have to do with my physical appearance, so.
I didn't break your arm last episode. What the hell?
He didn't break anybody's arm.
That was weirdly personal. Can we move on?
We're all uncomfortable.
And the fifth that thing was just going to be smart or something
yeah,
like
right?
that. Yeah,
right?
You talk smart, I'm funny, and pretty.
It can smell real good.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
She can't smell good, Dan. That was the joke.
Yeah.
She can't smell at all.
I can't
believe you didn't remember that.
Good for your relationship, eh?
It's like he doesn't know what color my eyes are or something.
They're just Danny colored.
Yeah.
Ooh, right. Yeah. Write that one down. Use that.
They're the Danny colored.
They're your Danny color. It's unique to you.
Happy Valentine's Day. I love your Danny colored eyes.
It's funny. I had students, they were like working on a carousel thing going around, and some students were like done, so they were chatting. So I was like talking with them, and one kid looked at me and goes, what color are your eyes? And I was like, ew, don't look at my eyes. I got like very defensive about it. I was like, why? Eyes are, I don't know. Because the way that she's he weird. Said it, he was like, what color are your eyes? Like, I was like, it was like, he was like, what's on your face?
Yeah. I
was
like, what? I have eyes. Yeah. Then whatever.
I was like, they're hazel. And he was like, no, so-and-so's are hazel. And yours aren't the same as his. And I was like, whatever. Mine are different hazel.
DNA is different. Fine. Yeah, I also have hazel eyes.
I got very defensive about it. It's like they're like a grayish, bluish, greenish,
brownish
stuff. I'm getting all this shade thrown at me. You got a Valentine's Day gift today.
I did, and Tim hates it.
Cut her off the video.
For people, have the video.
If you're wondering why Danny's face was so big last episode, is because Tim can't stand to see the Seahawks logo on the camera.
They're stupid, and their coach chews gum way too hard.
He's not even their coach anymore.
Doesn't matter. I haven't watched him since he was.
He's not anybody's coach anymore. He got fired from the Raiders.
This was the first Super Bowl I haven't watched in like a decade.
Aw.
Because they were there.
Womp womp.
And not because I was
playing Magic. Because you were watching the Kid Rock halftime show.
Don't you put that on me, Ben.
Because Tim got paid to watch the Kid Rock halftime show.
No, I was playing Magic. And we couldn't get the Chromecast connected to the game. So.
Oh.
It was meh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I am 100% a bandwagoner fan. I became a Saints fan. Number one for Drew Brees because he's incredible. And after Hurricane Katrina, when the New Orleans Saints went undefeated and then won the Super Bowl, I was like, I'm a Saints fan. And I was a Saints fan pretty much until Drew Brees retired. And then I was like, meh, I don't really care. And now they suck. So I've been kind of like looking for a new team. And I've always liked the Seahawks because of lime green. The lime green's great. I mean, come on. Their uniforms are kind of dope. And Seattle's great. And their owner is a female. And she's a philanthropist. Which is all kind of wonderful.
And the biggest two things I hate about them.
I feel like you just need to tell Tim it's not personal.
It's definitely not personal.
He might believe you.
I like the Jets because my dad liked the Giants and I had to be the rival New York team.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. The Jets are so bad.
Look, do I look like I like sports?
She doesn't even watch football.
Whenever we talk about Discord when we talk about football in the Discord, Leroy always pops in every once in a while and he's like, yeah, I'm a Jets fan. So, you know, and we're all like, oh, I'm sorry.
Honestly, 10 times out of 10, when the 49ers are playing, I'm rooting for them.
Yeah.
Sports usually. Fandoms are fucking weird and y'all seem like freaks to me.
Freaky.
Yeah, they're just a different sweatshirt. They're just a different type of cult game.
And like, it's a starter sweatshirt, so it reminds me of when I had my starter jacket when I was in like third and fourth grade. And my parents always warned me that I was going to get beat up when I was walking to and from school and somebody was going to steal it from me, which is why I have trauma.
I had this dope like purple green, like kind of like that lime green and purple starter jacket kind of thing that was like kind of swishy. They were like the colors were like mixed together sort of like depending on which way the fabric was like folded it kind of looked purple or green. Okay. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that it was like holographic
almost. Yeah, I love that one.
Mine was the Charlottesville Hornets one because it was purple and teal, which were a great color combination, especially for a third and fourth grade year.
And it was the 90s and Michael Jordan was still a huge deal, so
yeah. So I didn't watch basketball at all. I couldn't have cared less. But
Michael Jordan.
Color. Yeah.
Who's that?
Michael B. Jordan. He's a really
good actor. Yeah. He was Killmonger.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And he was in Sinners.
He was the deuteragonist to Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck.
LeBron James?
Oh.
All right. Before we piss off the entire fan base of the show.
Everyone loves Space Jam.
Let's just piss off Jess some more.
Yeah, thanks.
She's
okay,
gonna
cool.
miss.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna step outside this bubble and I'm gonna shoot a green skin.
We are in the cave in the middle mountains and there's goblins and Green Warden didn't break her arm.
I didn't. Correct. I'm gonna go toward them.
Oh no!
Because that's supposed to scare them.
I have so many fear tests to make.
Let's start this episode out with silence as Dan rolls 19 times.
And it's an elf, so I have to get a further negative 10 on it. Oh, you're not actually fatigued. Oh, wait, they're already all broken.
Yeah, they are. Except this one that I'm targeting.
Yeah, okay, never mind. They're actually going to flee on their turn, but I don't have to roll for them all again. Never mind. All right, shoot this thing and miss.
Yeah.
99.
Stop.
You know, Green One runs really fast. Do the arrows in her quiver count as missiles as she's going through the shield?
That's so mean.
I left the bubble space, thank you very much.
And when you did, your arrows fell apart.
Oh, okay, you killed another one in one shot. Good job.
Cool.
Goblin that didn't do anything to anybody.
11 success levels.
I was honestly debating on picking one that was already broken to shoot it, because that one wasn't going to run, so that meant I would have tallied a higher green skin kill count.
Shot him through the hand.
How?
I shot him through the hand, but I actually was aiming for his face, so I nailed his hand to his face.
His hand face.
Mm-hmm.
It's hand for say, damn it.
Lucky. God, I can't wait for that show to come back. 9 days.
What show?
Scrubs.
Oh, yeah.
The new, continuation of it.
I'll, cast Dart.
Pachoo!
Aim for the same ones.
I plan to. I'll hit 3 again for, the same amount of damage, 8.
I'm assuming you want to hit this one that's in melee with Mina?
No.
Oh, okay.
That one's not gonna, that one's not gonna get away.
So these two,
and the special one.
Special one's dead?
No, there's a new special one.
Yeah. Oh, this one.
That's afraid, but, what did you say? 8 damage?
Hmm?
Cool. Okay, so that one that took damage before. This one took damage before. And the other one you hit was the shot. You said the other special one.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a nice hat.
He's got more toughness because he's like a boss.
Mm-hmm.
But
so what? He takes 1 damage instead of 2?
Yes. exactly that. Well done.
I know what I know what I do here. Nah, I'm good. Oh yeah, we'll take just a little move right there.
And I'll move your thing with you, Webby.
You're laughing because you put me back in the damn bubble.
It's safe for you now. If they shoot at you instead of running away like they're going to, you're protected.
I could just ignore the rules again.
No, go ahead. Waste it. Shoot at the bubble.
Mina, how are you feeling? Have you had to quantify how hurt you are?
I am -1 hurt.
I think you can rub some dirt in it. You're fine.
Yes, it's like tiny boo-boo. Paper cut.
I'm going to go ahead and look at the ceiling of this place. I don't suppose there's any comically loose stalactites that can be shot down, are there?
I love that idea. Okay. Sure. There might be.
The follow-up question is, where are they?
I don't think Ben expected me to yes and that one.
Yeah, it was just a curious amount of optimism there. Okay. Yeah, if there are any over the many goblins over on the far side of the river, I'd like to aim at one of them. And then using the repeater pistol that Mina handed to me. Ayo. I haven't taken it apart yet, so might as well use it. I guess I just aim at it now. I don't like my. I'm not a marksman. I'm other things. So
aim at it. The repeater pistol also has a very short range. So
what?
It's gonna be hard.
I'll aim and think about what I want to shoot at it.
I mean, you're shooting at the ceiling, so it's not like you can miss the ceiling. But
you could also move down, so you don't have to move next turn to get into range and take the negative.
How will I move?
Oh, that's fair. I mean,
like ever.
Yeah.
He's hiding behind
the wall. Ideally, a Dennis carries me from one place to the next, from one smoking lounge to another.
Well, Spanakopita's right there next to you.
Spanakopita?
Shasta. Shasta.
Not even close!
I mean, it's true. Shawarma would have been closer for multiple reasons.
That would have been mean.
Yep.
I'm not mean to animals like you, Green Warden.
Green Warden.
I'm done. I'm just aiming.
Cool. Okay, so that'll be take us to Mina, right? Yes.
Okay, So I'm still in combat with this green melee.
There's one
right in front of you.
One left, yeah.
May I drop my pistols and draw my sword?
Mm-hmm.
And stab this fellow?
You could try to stab him.
I would like to try to stab him,
no
please.
No guarantee there.
Okay. It's like you don't know that I am the Kingfisher. That would be 4 success levels, please.
I had 2 advantage and I got 1 success level.
His left leg.
Well, I have no advantage now. Oh, I shouldn't have dodged. I have a shield.
4 success levels.
You had 4 success levels.
Yes. One. Plus. So that's 3.
It's 11.
Plus 7. Yes, 11.
11 ignoring armor. So he soaks a whole 3 of that. So he takes 8. But he's not dead yet.
Okay.
Aha. Don't forget to hit. So make sure you give yourself an advantage there.
Thank you.
Did you want to use that advantage to move away?
No.
Okay, making sure you remember your options.
I'm in it, baby.
Boris is going to step up and attempt to help you.
Oh, he's outnumbering now.
Yeah. And he's got a sword you guys gave him. He drops his crossbow pistol and pulls his sword out as he steps up to help you. We're going to make it average for him.
Does he need to drop it? He doesn't have anything.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, he just puts it in his other hand. Whoa, we got 5 success levels.
Go, Boris.
The goblin's going to try to block it. He's defensive with his shield and gets +1 and kills the goblin. Wow.
He's killed before and he'll kill again.
That's he right. did. Yeah. He's like, oh, I got him.
Good job, Boris.
Where'd he hit him? In the arm. He broke his arm as he killed him. Clean break. Whoosh. Go, Boris. Oh, Boris has an advantage now. Oh, I made it. I counted it as charging, so he did already got an advantage. It's Shasta's turn. Shasta's also looking up at the ceiling, trying to figure out what Webby's looking at.
Oh, man, they're like a cartoon pair.
All right. This guy flees.
Just me and Spanakopita.
Spanakopita. All right, goblins start running away.
Now, which one is this one?
I think there's one that's not afraid, so.
No, I killed the one that wasn't afraid.
Oh, that's right. They're all afraid, as they should be, of your guys' martial prowess. I say that like a joke, but it's not. This group is incredibly effective in combat.
Excuse me. With one notable exception, thank you very much.
Well, except for when you throw bombs or blast things with the Zincher.
Yeah, but I decided not to do that today. Because I'm cold. My fingers are cold.
It's very cold in here.
I don't have any mug of cocoa to make it better.
Oh, you should get some cocoa. Oh, that one's dead.
The way he said mug of cocoa, I thought it was like an herb in the old world.
Mm.
It was a mug of cocoa.
Mug of cocoa, spanakopita.
Yeah.
That one's dead. That's the one Green Warden just killed because she's awful to goblins. One's dead. That one's dead. That one's dead. Green Warden.
Someone's bleeding. Did they die?
Yeah, he's already dead. It triggers it even though he's marked dead. I'm not sure why, but it's fine. Silly.
All right, well.
All right, they're all dead or fleeing currently.
That means nothing to me.
Right, you'll definitely still pick them up as they run.
Absolutely. We're moving forward. Does this automatically calculate the -10 from the running?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think you just have to change it to difficult.
All right, I'll do it correctly.
There might even be a button for moving.
Why did you make me do that, Dan?
You rolled a 97. Wouldn't it matter what you're testing on? It missed regardless.
Can we say that time she was running too fast and her arrows got stuck in the bubble?
You're like, she released too soon.
Oh, and you lose your advantage.
I do.
I'm assuming you don't want to use your 1 fortune point on that.
No, I don't think I will.
Okay, lucky.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll move up to get in range.
I will say, to speed things up a little bit, who wants to try to shoot these goblins down as they go? Or do we kind of want to let them
go?
Murder.
All right.
I don't want to shoot the goblins down, no.
Well, Webby definitely needs to cave it in and crush a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So I'm all for it.
We're going to try steal life this time with a couple of advantage.
That's got huge range, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you moved. I didn't see that before. The Green Warden, guess what?
Yeah, I know.
In the bubble again. How'd you do?
We don't do it. We don't do it. 7-7 though.
No. What'd you roll?
95.
The 9 in the roll.
There is.
That's I mean, rules, strictly though. Speaking, if you're draining life, then life needs to come back to you. So that's life is by definition organic, right?
You re-roll that.
Oh, I do. Ah, Boris is the best.
Yes.
Hell yeah. 78.
That's great.
So that's a fail?
Yeah.
Can't re-roll that. Well, you could re-roll that one with a fortune point.
I could.
Or you could beseech the dark goddess.
I could.
Gork and Morker right here.
They are. But I don't want to talk to them right now.
Oh, yeah. They're difficult to talk to. They yell a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They are brutal and cunning as well.
And cunning and brutal.
Webby!
Yep, I'll just shoot a stalactite. I'll try to cause some rocks to fall on some goblins. I'm not really... I'm kind of winging this one. I'm guessing that I'm testing on something like a 10, but okay.
I like the idea. Give me an average... Since you aimed, give me an average ranged engineering here.
Sure. It is pretty far outside my range, so...
Yeah, we'll just test it on average and see how it goes.
But you're not aiming for a specific stuff.
4 success rock. Levels.
4?
That's correct.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to roll to see which goblin this is going to hit. So they're all running away anyway, so I'm going to be a little nice here. So actually, we'll say the closest one makes the most sense. This goblin here is going to take a D10 plus 4 damage from this stalactite. Which will be maximum 11, or I rolled a 10, maximum 14. Nice. I can't math, and its toughness bonus is 3, so you killed it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Go Webby.
In this big old stalactite.
I'm realizing that just shooting it probably would have done about the same thing, but this was in my bailiwick, so.
Yeah, this is cooler, and then I would have been more picky about range modifiers and whatnot, which I don't think you could actually shoot that far with it, because it's range
increment. If I missed, I would have blamed 10. It on Shasta.
Oh, yeah.
Very understandable. Its range is only 10 yards, which is crazy. Mina, there's no live goblins near you.
No. Can I hit any of those with my pistols?
You got 20-yard range. You could move and... I mean, you could shoot at them. You'd just be at a penalty. They're all over the first range increment. So it's one of those move and be at a penalty or shoot over your range and be at a penalty.
Or move up and shoot into the group of them and then get a huge bonus for that because there's 6 clustered up right there.
They did get a little bottlenecked at this end of the cave.
All right, I will move up and shoot into the group.
I'm just going to put you as far as you can go on the land there.
Okay, because it is a group of how many? 6?
There are 6, yeah.
There are 6, okay. Oh, so
that's within 20. Kind of, depending on where you put the end of the...
The first one is in range, actually, so you'd only be at minus 10 to shoot that guy.
Okay, so it's minus 10, but then the test is average because it's a group, so that's plus 20. So overall...
Plus 10 plus netted.
10. Okay.
I lost count. I don't know, man.
I'm just rolling dice.
Go for it.
I rolled an 11.
So are we shooting into the group?
Yes.
Was that the idea? Okay, so I'm going to roll to see which one it hits. I rolled a... What is that?
6.
A 6. So it'll be that, the closest one.
Okay.
I was just going to go across top, you know, top to bottom, right to left. You rolled an 11, so yes. It'll be a crit if it doesn't kill him.
I got 8 success levels.
That's at least 16, so yeah, dead.
Okay.
Because you ignore some armor and whatnot.
And so now I can shoot my second pistol, yeah?
Yes.
And this is my final pistol as well.
Before you actually have to start reloading.
Right. And I rolled a 2.
Oh my god. Wait, no, it's the flip of the other one. Oh, you rolled a crit, so you did have to reroll it. You're right.
So I rolled a 2.
Okay.
So.
Okay, it's this one in the back here, and that's going to be even more damage, right?
Yep.
Okay. So you take out 2 of them as they're fleeing. Guys are monsters. And that'll bring us to Boars. He's like, oh, give me a second here. Oh, the crossbow pistol doesn't have the reload quality. That's interesting. He's going to go up.
It's pretty much a blowgun with a trigger.
And he's going to try to shoot this one.
Can he?
No, he missed. Nope. Minus seven.
Bolts versus made of metal arrows.
Okay. He is also fatigued, don't forget.
You keep making excuses, man.
He rolled really great last time, so...
Yeah. He goes back and forth. I feel like he either rolls really, really well or terrible.
Sounds like someone I know.
Yeah.
Shasta gets
he's going to leave us in the dust soon.
Right? Shasta gets a little worried that everybody's over there, so Shasta runs over next to Lucky
and Green. Hey, where am I?
Oh, the...
Fine, I didn't need your help anyway.
The one that is actually the leader is up, and he continues fleeing. This one goes off the map, down to the dark tunnels. You can't see him anymore. That one can't quite make it. Once they go off the map, I'm going to say they're out of the combat. Disappear. Can he make it? Oh my gosh, I went so far.
The important thing is our super high perception checks told us that the way they're leaving is the way out. So any that's not alive to somehow trap us or ambush us is probably for the best.
You know, I don't be able to see just how many make it out, which I think will be all but the leader and like one other guy. Because they were trying to be a little bit brave and they were... Oh, oops, I skipped right past Green Warden to turn on accident. Back to Green Warden.
How hard is it to jump this river?
At this point where you're going across is like the narrowest point. I'll give you an average athletics to not get wet.
However, if you jump, that would make you a missile and you're organic.
You said average?
Yeah.
To not get wet? Could I just run through it?
You haven't tested how deep it is. You don't know.
Okay, that's fair.
Before you roll, I will say if it is a impressive failure or worse, so four or more negative success levels, it means you will just fall in the water. And you'll be completely soaked.
My rolls have been so bad that I'm legitimately hesitating. I know. At the embarrassment of this.
You have a fortune point.
Minus three. Okay, so you just get you.
I get wet.
You don't. Totally
you said four fall. Was a fall in. Yes. So I'm you not falling fall in.
You just get your boots are soaked, and maybe your socks are a little wet, which you know long term could be a bad thing in the frozen mountains. But
she is otherwise not caring. She's going to kill this last greenskin.
Yeah, you're not completely soaked, which would be real bad with how cold it is.
Let's go for this one. Did I have an advantage? Because I killed the last one, right? Oh, no, I shouldn't.
Remember. No, I think you missed the last shot because you rolled a 97.
Yep, you're right.
So there's two left in the cave. One's the leader-looking one who's barely hurt. The other one's not hurt at all. But I think you're within short range now because you're faster than them. Plus six, nice.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be unopposed. We'll apply some damage. Big hit, but he's... Oh, he is dead! You got him! I think the impale did it. Penetrating, I think, is what did it.
Nice.
Because he only was down one wound.
Damage applied, 12.
It was exactly enough. He had 12 wounds left.
Yep, that is exactly enough. Yep.
That's really funny. Look at that. Green Warden can be efficient.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go.
Well done.
Lucky.
Have fun chasing her, everybody.
There's one goblin left within your view. You would have been able to count that six have gotten away. Out of 16.
I'll fly over. And we don't got no advantage anymore, so we'll just try to give him the old dart.
Give him the old dartarooski.
91.
Tons of fun.
Mm-hmm.
For me, because you missed. Webby. I'm going to say Webby is going to cautiously move up to make Shasta feel better. And it'll be Mina's turn. Again, there's one left.
Oh, sorry about that. No, I'm taking a nap.
With the goat.
There is one. Yeah. I believe in Lucky and Green Warden's ability to cover this. I'm going to begin reloading my pistols.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give me a range black powder test.
16.
Wow. Okay. So definitely reloaded one of them. Boris is like, I'll help.
Careful, Boris. It's real slippery.
I'm a little tired, but let's see if I can do the... Oh, balderdash.
Forrest!
No, oh, he's soaking wet. He fell in the water, -4.
Dude, that I'm hurt.
Well, you saw me roll it. Shasta snuggles up against Webby. And one last goblin that's not the leader disappears down the dark tunnels beyond Lucky's marsh lights. And you're on your own in this cave now. And it's quiet.
The hunt is on. We are absolutely not staying here.
No more drums, no more cackling of goblin voices.
The hunt did kill 11 of them. That's right.
All right, before we go hunting for the exits, anything else anybody wants to do? Mina, we could say as you're going, you can reload.
Okay.
I don't think you need to test for all of those. Bors pulls himself out of the river and he's like, I feel like this ain't good. And he just kind of holds his arms up and he's just dripping with, ice cold water. And he's like already starting to shiver. You see his arms are covered in goose pimples.
Oh boy.
Goosebumps. I don't know why I said goose pimples.
I'll check out some of the pockets of the gents around me.
Oh, they don't have anything.
They got clothes?
They got rusty, they got their cloaks. They've got like pieces of metal that you could kind of call swords, and their shields are...
The cloaks are actually what I'm interested in. I want to go over and help Bors warm up.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Bors, you got to get them wet clothes off. You're going to freeze to death, man. You put on these. There's enough of them. We can wrap you up real nice.
Oh, but it's so cold in here.
I know. But clothes off right now, mister.
Okay. So Bors starts stripping down so you can dry them off with some of these robes and then put fresh ones on him.
All right.
They're short, though, since they're goblin size. So it's like a tunic on him.
Yeah, but he's going to wear them upside down and right side up to cover his whole body.
He tries to cover himself as much as possible. It was a great move. Probably save him from hypothermia.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I don't know if my clothes are going to dry out anytime.
Probably not anytime soon.
How are we going to carry them? I need them. I can't wear these forever.
I know that. We don't need to carry them forever. Until we make a fire and warm up somewhere overnight and dry them out.
Well, let's make a fire then.
In here?
Where else?
Don't we want to get out of here?
There's a blizzard outside.
There could be. Maybe it's gone by. Maybe it got bored and walked away.
Oh, how do we find out?
Why? We gotta look for the exit.
Oh, I guess okay. I'm in dry clothes now, so.
Yeah.
How do we find an exit?
We think it might be this way.
Okay.
Green Warden is collecting 7 missing arrows. So I'm going to roll high-low for all 7?
Yeah.
Cool. High, they're good. That's 1. 2. Nope. I only get 1. That one.
Broken arrow. Unfortunately, the goblin arrows are way too short for your long elf arm, so none of those are usable for you. So while she's collecting the arrows, I don't think you guys took much damage there, other than Green Warden, obviously. It didn't take much damage, but you did that fate point. If there's any heal tests we want to do or anything like that. I don't think we have any spells to warm Bors up, right?
No.
We do have...
Goat.
Some liquid heating. You can give him some kvass.
Wouldn't mind some kvass.
Oh, yeah.
And that will make him nice and toasty inside.
Yeah, you can, take a nip, bud.
Okay. I saw on Mythbusters it doesn't actually do anything. Liquid's cold, it's going to cool me down, but I'm going to feel like I'm warmer because I'll be drunk.
That's right.
I'll do it.
Well, I wouldn't drink enough to get drunk.
Oh, I'm already there.
No, you're not.
I smelled it.
No, listen, mister.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't pay you to drink on the job. I'm just paying you to warm up a little bit.
Renald appreciates your, tricksteriness there. All right, I'll just have a nip.
All right, you can have 2.
2 nips.
2 nips.
And he takes 2 big gulps of it.
2 nips and those remorseful.
And he's like, that stuff's strong.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I forgot it was milk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that was real good. You're sure only 2?
Well, I was gonna actually let you take a bigger, like a swig, and then you took gulps.
I took two nips.
Those weren't nips, mister. You know
they
that.
They were Rinaldin nips, and he crosses his fingers and taps the side of his nose.
Can we not Fair. Talk about Rinald's nips, please?
Listen, it's so cold out, like, they're gonna be noticeable. Yeah, one more's fine.
All right. And he drinks, like, half of the bottle.
Drink it while walking.
All right. Green Warden and anybody that would be helping her, because I'm assuming she's leading, needs to give me a difficult navigation test. Because once you start going down this tunnel with the Marshallites, there's not just one tunnel here. This is kind of a maze.
Do you want help on this?
Do you want to find the way out?
Yeah.
Then look.
I actually passed.
Okay.
I rolled a 19.
Wow.
Same here.
20.
I got 2 success levels.
So far, good.
Oh, yeah. I'm good, too. 1 positive. What'd you get, Green Warden?
I'm not looking for the way out. I'm looking for goblins. So it's a good thing you guys succeeded. I'm looking for goblins. So if I succeeded, we were finding goblins.
I love that Tim could see that Green Warden rolled a negative 0. So that...
It's just Tim being Tim.
That was so good. Well, what did you roll, knowing damn well what you rolled? That was so good. So
I'm going to do some of these as self-rolls so you can't see them.
I really like the Green Warden, that explanation of it, that you're not so concerned with finding the way out. You're more concerned with finding the goblins and finishing them off. But with you guys had like 4 or 5 total success levels, you are able to, after a few hours of wandering and some dead ends, you don't come across any more goblins as you're going, thank goodness. And you do eventually find an exit.
Does the blizzard seem to be over?
We'll be back to get the rest of them, Kurnos willing.
It's been a few hours, yeah. Green Warden and Lucky, give me a hard perception test.
Is it a sight test?
Yes.
Low light conditions? Does that matter? Does it actually do anything?
Leave it unclicked.
Just fine. Passed it. Rolled 2 under my... Wow. 0 positive.
3 success levels.
Oh. So I forgot, while you were searching the goblin bodies, you do notice that all these goblins looked severely malnourished.
Aw.
And as you were traveling through these caves and tunnels, you do come across some... like warrens of theirs, and you can see find signs suggesting they've been engaging in cannibalism.
Oh wow!
These
and
poor
they
guys.
Were essentially stuck here.
Oh,
I wonder if this has to do with like the Skaven. I bet they are like stealing their food and stuff. Mm-hmm.
You know? If the Skavens are living in underground tunnels as well, it's likely that they are pushing the goblins out of their home space and hunting spaces.
Yeah.
That is kind of sad.
The goblins are the victims again.
Yeah. Would Nina identify goblins as agents of chaos or no? No?
No, they're separate.
Okay.
Aww. They're just people doing their best.
And everybody can have 100 experience.
Ooh. Can I get my fate book back?
You wish.
Can I
buy going
one?
Through a tunnel. 30 for crossing Death Bat's territory. 40 for facing hazards among the mountains, and then another 30 for role-playing since the last time we got experience, so.
Thank you, sir.
And I want to say that finding your way through the mountains here, you are full of determination. And you can refill your fortune, those that are able to.
This is my angry face.
I know, I'm not looking on purpose. And now the image I was using before as our makeshift map is more what you come across on the exit here. And you see this glowing bit of green in the distance. In the not too distance, you figure you're just maybe a mile and a half from Carrick's gig.
Nice.
As you can fairly well assume that glowing green you've seen before.
Yes.
Is going to be warp stone.
Do we think we should camp here tonight and strategize?
Probably.
You know, I don't know that like going into a dwarf stronghold overrun with Skaven and warp stone.
Yeah.
Four of us, you know?
Five of us. I completely agree. Plus, we need to get Boar's clothes dry.
Yes.
I would like that, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so let's like build a fire and whatnot.
So you can go ways back in the tunnel so your fire wouldn't be obvious. Build a fire, take a rest. You have some time today. Do you want to do any scouting?
Absolutely. Back into the tunnels to pick off any greenskins.
Oh, I mean, there are, what, six left?
At least seven? Six.
Six or seven?
My hands are full.
I know, Tim had a book in his hand. I got him. Okay, so you can take some time. Those malnourished goblins, you can kind of sneak up on them. We could say you can finish off the rest of them so you can rest soundly. Did anybody want to do any scouting of Carrick Skig?
Into the blizzard?
If I could, I doubt that I can do any like scouting with my dumb eyes, but it seems like it's within the realm of possibility that it might be one of the places I looked up as I was researching this place back in Middenheim. So I'd like to consult my notes and see if I can glean anything from those.
In this case, Carrick Skig is far enough away from Middenheim and was lost so long ago. Like, you may have the name, you probably read the name in like a footnote somewhere that like this was also here but lost. Like, you wouldn't have any.
Can I do a gossip check to see if I can learn anything about it based on my frequent and irritating encounters with dwarves?
I don't think there'd be any information beyond that, because like, the dwarves, you all know, like, this place has been lost for hundreds, if not thousands of years. Like, nobody's been here in, you know, centuries.
Then I will busy my hands sewing a quilt from goblin cloaks for boys.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's really nice.
I don't trust but, that yeah, at just, all.
You don't want me to have excess energy. That's bad.
Oh, fair.
It's bad news for everyone.
If you're not full, give yourself a resolve for stitching things to other things. And also just being nice to the murderer in your midst.
Yeah, he's one bad day away from a massacre.
You got to do everything you can to tamper his temper.
Yeah, if he was less of a threat, I wouldn't be doing this.
So good.
So I have like a super important decision to make with this 100 experience.
Yeah.
Because I'm like at my max rank now, so I have access to a whole bunch of new talents. One of them is luck.
Which, gross.
Yeah, it literally says when you were born, Renault smiled. I don't even know what the rest of it does. I want to take it just for that.
You know what it does.
I do know what it does. very resilient, which would just give me 5 more into my toughness.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which would make my endurance testing on a 70.
Damn.
Which is that's insane.
Dope.
Mm-hmm.
Or I finally got access to intelligence to be able to increase now too. It's been 4 years, but I can upgrade my basic skill that I need for everything.
I can't believe intelligence is the last level of the career.
Absolute last part.
How much experience are you at? Like 3,500 and you can finally increase your intelligence?
That. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no. Green Warden is at like 4,300.
I'm at 44.
Yeah.
100. So.
Just a casual 4,000 experience before you can increase the skill that you need to cast the spells for the career that you're in.
So I could do that, too. I don't know what I want to do. So.
Well, with this awesome. 100, we can assume that Lucky will get more. He probably won't die before he gets more experience.
You're right. Luck probably is the way to go.
Who's going to die first, Tim? You or me?
Not me. I got literally over 1,000,000 times the amount of hit points you have.
Yep. It's true.
For those that aren't aware, luck is a talent that gives you essentially just an extra fortune point over your max based on how many levels of luck you have.
That's dope.
That's dumb.
More
they all seem super relevant. Being able to cast spells better and not by a small margin either. It'd be 4 points.
I don't think there's a clear winner of those that you describe. So, yeah, that's a tough call.
Yeah.
Because increasing your toughness, will that give you another toughness bonus or?
No, but it will give me another tens die on my endurance checks, which I'll need for, I'm sure, all of the endurance tests we'll be making to see if we mutate for just breathing air and everything that happens in Carrick's game.
That's a good point. Yeah. Gives you another chance for success levels.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. We can rest the night. Anybody down wounds can make an average. Oh, no, we're in a cave. We'll make it challenging. Endurance. I will click down a day of Mina's bum leg. 22 days left. Oh, I moved you too far that time in combat. I just ignored the color change. I forgot it's because you have a twisted knee. Hmm. You're like torn ACL or whatever it is.
Ew.
I'm going to tend to Mina as best I can, meaning I'm letting her play with my tongue depressors.
I love these.
At least it's not the ear picks. I miss that guy.
Look at these. I put them in my lips.
Oh, wow.
I put them in my lips and then I look kind of like a beastman. With long teeth.
All right, that'll keep her busy for a couple of hours.
Probably.
My name is Mina the Kingfisher.
Time of recording, today we actually got the first significant lore drop for Warhammer in the last, well, I guess like year, because we got Cathay stuff in the old world. But they just dropped the first ever image of Tiger Warriors of Ind.
Yo.
Which there was never anything about other than like a mention in a paragraph that Ind had tiger people. But I think it said they were beastmen, or we just always assumed they were beastmen, but they're like good guys. Like they were created by the old ones, same as humans and elves and dwarves and all those halflings and ogres and everything. And they're like mercenaries that work for Cathay. So I'm really hoping they announced it for Total War Warhammer 3, but that's what they announced for Cathay first. Then we got it in the old world tabletop games. I'm hoping we get Tiger Warriors too, because they look awesome.
Cool. They do.
Speaking of tigers, we did a Zodiac make a deck thing at the Dragon.
What was that?
So you picked your Chinese Zodiac and you tried to make a commander deck off of the theme of what your animal and element was.
You're the rat.
Nope.
No.
We're tiger.
I know.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm just saying it'd be fun to do one rat.
I agree. I was like, there's so many options for rats. And there's this guy there that had rat and he had a really cool rat deck. And I had tiger. And I was like, tigers are stupid in this game. There's not even all that many. I also didn't look into it. There actually are a whole bunch of cool ones.
Well, there's more lions. You can make a cat deck easy.
Yeah.
So you have a rat deck.
I do. Which is also why I would have liked to have been rat.
You didn't have to do your Zodiac, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the point, Dan. Yeah. That was the point. Duh.
So Anthony had a deck that wasn't a tiger deck, but it had a tiger in it that was in the same colors as the original commander. So I just swapped that out and played that.
He's not you're the tiger anyway.
Yeah, we're you're the ox.
Because he owns a game store, he had a deck on hand that I could.
Tim is saying he took a loophole and borrowed a pre-built deck.
Oh, I thought you were saying Anthony used a tiger deck. I'm like, he's not year of the tiger, though. Now you're breaking the whole thing.
Man, Anthony won't acknowledge what year he was even born.
Well, we know what year he was born.
No, we don't.
Because Justine has told us, and she's married to him.
She's a known liar.
She has great ideas, though.
Great ideas.
Best ideas. I don't know if she's a known liar. She's just mean to you sometimes.
She's mean to me all the time.
That's rare.
Yeah, it's really strange for people to be mean to Tim. It's because he likes it.
Speaking of hard nips.
What was that, Ben?
It's because he doesn't believe anything else.
It's true.
I did put down the episode title as Reynald's Nips.
Oh, my God.
That's all I've written for this episode, and I think that's plenty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Everybody did all their nighttime stuff. Anybody else have lingering criticals?
No.
Just
surprisingly, no. I actually expected somebody to have a lingering critical when I showed up.
My God, my Uber's Right game, like everybody has one except for the one guy that has four mutations.
Wow.
Damn.
And the only reason he's not a mutant yet is because you can have as many as your toughness bonus in physical mutations and as many as your willpower bonus of mental. And he just keeps getting lucky to get like a couple. He's got a couple of each at this point. Mm-hmm. So he's not a mutant. He's going to be a spawn before the campaign's over, probably.
Wow.
Dang.
The Iron Maze. It's been pretty great. Everybody in that game's at like 10 of 8 corruption. They reroll a lot. We play it all on Foundry, so, you know, Foundry hates rolling in this game.
Yeah, I'm aware. I feel your pain, everybody.
Right, they have the same issue with just never making perception tests, so.
I feel it. Okay. So, we need to strategize.
Yeah, so unfortunately, there's not much in the way of an image of Carrick Skig in the book, other than the one we have on the screen right now, which is obviously very far away. But from the outside, dwarf holds aren't usually much of anything. There's like the entrance is usually pretty extravagant with their carvings and whatnot, but everything's underground, right? In the mountain. As in the next morning, we'll say you build that fire, Bors gets his clothes all dried. He's not going to have to worry about hypothermia or anything like that because of Lucky's quick thinking.
Green Warden is also going to dry her boots by the fire.
Oh, right, because you got those wet too. Good, good call. But you get the sense before you're even that close that this place is abuzz with activity. Mm. As you get closer, you can start to see more of that activity, and you actually see like essentially a line of Skaven entering the front doors of the keep. But like they're waiting in line. And every few minutes, they step forward to move in.
They probably have to pay a tax to get inside.
I bet. You know, they're taking a page out of Middenheim's book.
Very organized.
Well, I guess the graph was onto something.
But we're not going in the main entrance.
No. Okay.
Why not?
You don't look like one of them.
You're trying to evade the taxes. That's very illegal, Green Warden.
Are you going to pay?
I would pay. I've always paid my taxes.
Okay, then you can go in the front door.
Okay. So I think number one, we need to destroy the weapon, right? That is priority number one, because if they get that weapon fully active and full strength, who knows what they can do? That is number one. Number two, we need to like blast these entrances and trap those Skaven inside. So that we do not have to fight all those Skaven, because I bet there are probably like
12 or 13 at least.
At least. Minimum. I mean, we had 16 of those goblins. There are at least 16.
Yeah.
Skaven. Just looking at this line. And if, okay, so if they're all waiting to get in there, and like dwarf strongholds, would I know that they're big inside? Is that something I would know?
Yeah, I think that's common knowledge. They're like a city for dwarves, right?
Right.
They usually house hundreds to thousands of dwarves.
So like if we're assuming they're waiting to get in, you know, to keep things orderly because it's already full in there, we're talking about fighting a city of Skaven.
Yeah.
I cannot fight a city of Skaven. I have my boo-boo. I cannot do it. I only have 6 guns. So
you're saying we should probably try to sneak in first?
I think sneaking is a good idea.
Agreed. We need to find an entrance that is not monitored.
I think maybe Lucky could do a like flyover, perhaps?
Probably.
I am thinking the goblins have a back door.
Yeah, I also think that working with the goblins, we probably could have gotten a lot of useful information about Carrick Skig or a bunch of allies that could have raided it with us. I agree, Green Warden, that was a foolish move, pissing them off.
You know, it strikes me that if they are aiming a weapon into the skies, they'll probably be watching the skies pretty carefully. So go on up there, Lucky, see what you can see.
Well, maybe don't fly like too high in the skyline, you know?
Well, it's Skaven and dwarves, right? So the additional backdoor entrances aren't going to be up the mountain. They're going to be like probably lower and stuff.
Yes.
Am I right?
And isn't there some story about, like, if you knock on it with a bird or something?
Then you can go in through the bush, yeah.
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 Do we need to get the bird?
I think Webby is implying that Lucky was the bird.
I'm sorry, Griggs. We have a bird.
I don't want to fly over there.
I don't
freezing
think
out here. My wings are all frozen.
No, Griggs is not just a bird.
I agree.
I'm a duck.
That's right.
Power duck.
Can you, like, knock on the wall and see if they'll let us in? No, we don't need to get
knock
in like that.
What? I'm not a dog. I ain't got knuckles.
No, like, you're... you know, with
we've actually been over this knuckle thing before. It's not the first time this one came up.
When I was...
A young boy.
Warthog.
Oh my Neither God. Of those things.
Vocal stims.
Uh-huh. When I had left the party and I was hunting down the rest of the goblins in the tunnels, did I happen to notice any of the entrances in the direction of Karak's gig?
Maybe. There's so many tunnels. And you had a negative zero on your navigation test, so.
If we assume the goblins have a way in through the back door, one of these tunnels should lead to Karak's gig. How much walking we must do through tunnels is a separate question.
Everybody give me an easy perception test.
He really wants us to make this.
8. 7. Is this a sight-based test?
No.
Didn't think so. 10.
3? 3.
10. Good lord. So as you're discussing this, you're close enough to be able to see that there are Skaven waiting in line here. And as you're talking about what you might want to do, you hear this bong. And all the Skaven kind of like jump and like activity seems to get more frenzied.
We've either been spotted or there's something happening inside. I suggest we go back inside the tunnel unless you want to watch and or get shot.
Like just me? Other people might want to get shot.
I do not want to get shot.
Me neither.
No, thank you. Okay.
I get shot the most out of everybody here by a lot.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. I'll give you that.
I got to think about it for a second. Like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll be taking cover.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's way in the cave.
I still want to watch, but I want to take cover.
Yes.
Maybe behind one of these very large dwarven statues.
You could do that. How long do you wait and watch?
As long as it takes.
How long is there scurrying?
Like the excitement after the bell simmers down after a few minutes.
Mm. Did I notice anything in particular about new activity? Maybe higher up?
No.
Can we make like an intuition check to try to discern what the bell signified? Like, was it like the hour or
mealtime?
Yeah, give me a challenging intuition. Anybody that wants to.
I failed that.
Me too.
You feel intuition?
Hmm?
6.
I rolled an 80.
Positive. You rolling, Ben?
Webby's not thinking about it. Greenborn, you think like it would make sense to be something that tells the hour, but only rang once and it's morning, so that doesn't really make sense. But you said you were waiting for quite a while, so after an determined amount of time, it's really hard to see. You don't really see the sun here directly. There's always clouds overhead. It's just kind of like this gray diffused light. You do hear the bell go bong, bong. And again, you see that frenzied scurrying for a few minutes after the bell. What are you snickering about over there?
The way you're making the noise.
Don't worry about it.
It's either a time mechanic or some kind of signifier for them to do something.
But like something, there's threes with these things. I bet it's like when it rings 3 times, they're going to blast the gun or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't necessarily think it's a bad idea for look. To look for another way in through the here, like you were saying.
I just worry that, you know, through some kind of warped and twisted sense of humor, we will find a way in and it will, like, lead us into, you know, their giant
into
dining
room. Into a jail cell,
something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, into a jail cell or whatever. We will find ourselves amongst thousands of Skaven or some ridiculous thing.
I think we're going to find that either way.
If we wanted a little bit more intel on what's inside, we could ask one of the Skaven.
I don't think that's a good thing.
I know a smidgen of Gwigish, and they could maybe, if we could capture one of them, we might be able to get some intel.
That's better than nothing.
Can we capture one? Can you pull one out of your pocket?
Let me try. I successfully cast Produce Animal.
Oh, you got a mountain crab.
Hell yeah!
A mountain crab?
No, I'm totally
kidding. Oh, no. Okay.
That's so mean.
Oh, I loved it.
You should have known better than to offer him crab.
Seriously, what is a mountain crab even?
It's like mountain oysters, except crabs.
It's so a it's crab just, that lives in the mountains.
It's just a big bowl ball with claws on it.
You're so mean.
I know. You're just talking about
Mountain Dew.
My mean, twisted sense of humor. So I saw the crab on his mic and it, I don't know why. I thought I'd get him with that.
That was honestly too easy.
I couldn't think of an actual animal quick enough, so that was the first thing that came to my head, a mountain crab.
Man, the things that went through my head, I was like, all right, Dick Riggs, bye. Like,
I got a power crab.
I got a power crab.
You do.
New cyclist.
Shit, what would be up here? I mean, a rat. Get a rat.
Can you speak to him?
He's pretty close. Let me see. And I'll chuck it over the side of the cliff.
Nope.
Would you look at that? What a shame.
Maybe your dialect was off or something. Maybe they have a regional accent.
Yeah, I bet that one speaks like Mountain Queekish or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you do find one, we can capture him alive. If not, we should look for back entrances or what have you.
We'll just get a little bit closer and look for other roads or something. They always build like 9 ways into and out of nothing, everything.
Yeah, maybe we'll find one, like, if we look for these tunnels.
Yeah.
The Skaven build ways in and out. The dwarves did not.
Right.
Right, but if the Skaven have been eating all these guys' in here's food, then they probably have some way in here that's not just walking down the path and walking in the door.
I bet you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's explore these pathways and see what we can find.
Could I use a track test to help figure that out?
I'm going to already do, everybody that wants to go do some scouting will do an average stealth roll first.
Dan did ask us multiple times if we wanted to scout, so.
I rolled a 3.
I rolled a 2.
I feel like I shouldn't do this. I feel like I should stay back at camp.
Yeah, you keep
Boris will stay back with you. Unless
I feel like I shouldn't do it because Foundry hates me.
This is your job.
I know.
That's why it's going to suck.
That's why it's going to suck. -1.
Will Lucky let Boar stay back with Webby and Shasta?
Yeah.
Okay. They'll stay at the fire. They'll keep the fire going.
This was a stealth roll task?
Yeah. If you have stealth roll.
I am.
Lucky can't tell Boar what to do. I made him a coat. He's mine now.
Ooh, this is like the first step towards Dennis Hood.
That's very
You made him
true.
A coat.
Hey, look, I didn't say it.
You gave Dobby clothes.
7 success levels.
Wow. Oh, with your cloak, yeah.
I also got 7 success levels.
Wow.
I rolled a 3.
Green Warden fell off the cliff and yelled, What do you say, -1?
Only a -1.
Oh, she had the same dialect as that rat.
Did you roll it, like, hidden again?
I must have. unintentionally that time. Oh, it must have been unintentional, because it's just not automatic.
All right, so you all get close enough to be able to see a bit more details here. You see that at the gate, there's a rat sitting at like a table or like a desk with a big old book in front of him. And he's like writing things down as other Skaven go to enter or exit, which is why it's taking things so long to happen. You see that there are some winches and platforms hanging down the sides of the mountain. You can see they're hauling up pieces of warp stone and ore up and down the mountainside. And you can see where it goes. And you look as you follow the winch, the platforms down, you can see down in like a gully, there is some kind of tunnel, like a pipe sticking out. That's you could easily crawl, maybe even walk through. It might be tall enough. You're not sure from here
not
exactly
from
how big it is. Green Ward will have to at least stoop, probably.
You said they were bringing warp stone up and down.
Well, the warp stone's going up, and then they bring the thing back down to load it with other things.
Mm.
But there's, like, warp stone here and there among it.
Well, there's our way in.
Mm. All right.
Green Warden did fail that stealth test.
Oh, looks like that's our way in.
But luckily, I also failed my perception test by worse than that.
Hey.
So luckily, you weren't that unstealthy.
Just too tall. Just too tall.
So do we go in now or do we go back and get everybody else?
Well, if we do not get everybody else, then they're staying and we're going and they're not coming.
Yeah, we go back and get everyone out.
Once we're in there, we're not coming out of there until we're done.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get everybody else and then we're going in this magic pipe. Is it green? Please tell me it's green. Yeah.
Yes, because it's made of warp stone.
Does it say warp pipe?
It works really, really fast.
All right, so we're going to head to the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
So you get bored. Are you going to bring Shasta?
I don't think
we need her.
No, we're not bringing Shasta in here.
It is the number one question here.
No, she will be loud.
Bors offers to stay with Shasta until you come back.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
We'll be safer here.
Okay.
We'll probably want a warm meal when this is done, so, yeah.
Alrighty. I'm going to activate a new map then. If you go down towards the pipe, you find a reinforced tunnel as you climb down. There's like stairs actually down to this little like very narrow valley covered in snow, of course. A reinforced tunnel wide and tall enough for a coach and horses. You see, it's much bigger than you thought as you get down there to ride through. This seems to be a culvert for carrying waste from the hold, some kind of outflow tunnel.
That's gross.
But you can feel some warmth radiating out from inside the hold from here. You can even like kind of see the warm air coming out and then, you know, dissipating quickly in the frigid air out here. But it sounds like next time in 309, we're going to be entering Carrick Skig.
It'll be fine.